Local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:06, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. Rainy night, and now a rainy morning, and more rain on the way. Maybe flash flooding part of our mix as well. More details from Dr. Bill coming up. Right now, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning for the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. Now we've got accidents east I-65 Service Road north to Moffitt, a car in a ditch. Southbound and northbound 65 at Airport. You've got accidents without injuries. Also southbound 65 at Government. Then they've had issues with the lights still out at Moffitt, and the power outages are also out on Schillinger near Airport. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Camry with 0% financing available or $4,000 in savings. Model 2554. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This hour of Mobile Mornings brought to you by family-owned Azalea Coffee Service, proudly serving Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties for over 30 years. Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178, 675-9178.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms again with afternoon readings in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
I'm Dr. Brian Heller with Southern Cancer Center. I'm often asked how I got into the field of oncology. In medical school, I wasn't sure what kind of doctor I wanted to be until that first day on a rotation in the cancer ward. I met a young girl with leukemia who had a huge impact on me. After that, I met another cancer patient and then another. I had never before experienced interacting with patients on such a deep level. That's when I knew I wanted to take care of patients with cancer. At Southern Cancer Center, I also want to take care of you. I want to navigate you from patient to survivor.
7:08, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. Great event tonight coming up at Cottage Hill Package in the lounge in the back there. At Cottage Hill Package with the beautiful wood bar, the leather furniture. And tonight, a special with Gurkha Cigars. Their Gurkha Cigar event goes from 6 to 8 tonight. Representative Armando Lapido will be there to help you find the right Gurkha cigar. Plus, you can get some great deals. Buy any 4 Gurkha cigars, get 1 cigar free. Buy any 10 Gurkha cigars, get 2 cigars free. If you buy any 20 Gurkha cigars, you'll get 5 cigars free and a Gurkha knife or cutter, you know, that distinctive shape of the Gurkha blade. They're offering those tonight, plus a Gurkha water bottle or shirt, a Gurkha metal sign, and 10% off box discount. That's going on tonight. So Gurkha cigar fans or people that have heard about Gurkha cigars, this is your event tonight from 6 to 8. And as always, the chef, the patriarch of the Manis family, Ray, will be there with great Cuban food for us to enjoy. So great cigars, some Cuban food, may even play some dominoes. We'll see what happens with Ray tonight. That goes from 6 to 8 at Cottage Hill Package, corner of Cottage Hill and Hillcrest. Online at cottagehillpackage.com and make sure to like them on Facebook. Right now, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Representative Bradley Byrne is speaking out this morning, responding to comments from California Senator Kamala Harris regarding her stance on how the state of Alabama should handle the new abortion law, which has been passed, which would make it a felony for doctors to perform abortions. Senator Harris said, quote, "Those folks down in Alabama who are doing this, these are the same folks who, by the time that baby is born, they could not care less. What are they doing to support that mother and what she needs in terms of prenatal help? They're not doing a thing, but they're trying to tell women what to do with their bodies. We're going to tell them a thing or two." Representative Byrne responded with, quote, "I'm proud our state is leading the fight to protect the unborn, and we don't need liberal politicians like Senator Harris telling us how to run our state or what to believe. Instead of launching attacks on our state, these liberal elites should take care of their very serious issues in their own backyards and leave Alabama alone." Senator Harris, she is running for president of the United States Democrats and Representative Byrne. He is running for the GOP nomination for the U.S. Senate seat currently held by Democrat Doug Jones. Senator Harris will be here in Alabama speaking at two events on Friday and Saturday and says she will continue the conversation about Alabama's abortion ban. A homicide investigation underway right now, and Mobile Police need your help to find the suspect who is considered armed and dangerous. Last Friday, authorities confirmed that one person was shot at the Fat Tuesday Sports Bar. 34-year-old James Anderson has been named as the suspect. He sometimes goes by the name Dirk. He has an active murder warrant out for him. The victim has been identified as 42-year-old Tito Smith. Anderson is described as 5 feet 10 inches tall, weighs 170 pounds. He does have a scar between his eyes, a teardrop tattoo on his face, and a tattoo on his neck, and multiple other tattoos. If you have information which can assist police, you're encouraged to contact 251-208-7211, and you can remain anonymous. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 712 FM Talk 106.5 and a Thursday edition of Mobile Mornings. Coming up later this hour, Captain Bobby Averscato with the fishing report. Although the way the rainfall looks, you might be fishing in the driveway there. We'll get more details. Speaking of which, started this morning at 6:30. Kelly mentioned it, so did Jessica. In Saraland, those sandbags available. Got note from somebody in with a reason to know in Saraland, said, yeah, the sand is provided there. Because I had pointed out Dolphin Island, when we get sandbags, got to go get your own sand, but there's sand available.
Yeah, BYOS on Dolphin Island.
That's right. Sand is comes with the sandbags. You pick those up there at, I think that's at City Hall. Is that, we'll get the details there. I think it is City Hall. Started at 6:30 this morning in Saraland. All right, 75 years since Americans landed on the beaches of Normandy, along with British, Canadian, other allied troops. I talked about it last hour to help me understand it, put it in perspective. The number of U.S. troops landing on the beach 75 years ago today, the equivalent of the population of the city limits of Pensacola, every man, woman, and child would be a troop. And then behind the lines, what had gone in the night before would be equivalent to probably the population of Gulfport that had gone in by parachute and glider. And as somebody pointed out on the text line earlier, that's where the Rangers got. The Rangers lead the way came from something that was said on D-Day.
Really?
75 years ago today. President is there, of course, and has been in the United Kingdom for quite a few days, and then in Normandy today. More on that from Bob Constantini from Westwood One.
In Portsmouth, where so many ships were launched across the English Channel toward France, President Trump reading from Franklin Delano Roosevelt's address to the nation the night of June 6, 1944, including a prayer the president said those 75 years ago.
They will need thy blessings. For the enemy is strong. He may hurl back our forces, but we shall return again and again.
Mr. Trump's official host, Queen Elizabeth, closed out the state visit at the Portsmouth ceremonies, talking about how the 60th anniversary was considered possibly the last to include large numbers of Americans and Brits who landed in mainland Europe to fight the Germans.
But the wartime generation, my generation, is resilient, and I'm delighted to be with you in Portsmouth today.
The President and Queen, as part of their last event together during the official state visit, met D-Day veterans.
Great woman. Great, great woman.
Then, for Mr. Trump and First Lady, it was a quick flight to Ireland. There, in a meeting with Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar, the President projecting his image of what Ireland wants with Brexit, since the British territory of Northern Ireland would also leave the European Union.
Probably you'll ask me about Brexit, because I just left some very good people that are very much involved with Brexit, and I think that'll all work out also for you with your wall, your border.
The main thing you want to avoid, of course, is a border or a wall between...
I think you do. The way it works now is good. You want to try and keep it that way.
Ireland will remain in the EU, and Varadkar is worried about what Brexit would mean to trade with Great Britain. Today brings another commemoration for the heroes and selfless soldiers, sailors, and Marines who took part in the D-Day invasion. While in the UK, however, Mr. Trump did an interview with the BBC's Piers Morgan, a friend of his. The subject of his deferments allowing him to avoid the draft came up.
I was not a fan of that war. That war was not something
that
we should
have been involved. Would you like to serve generally, perhaps in another?
I would not have minded that at all. I would have been honored, but I think I'd make up for it right now.
I'm Bob Costantini.
All right, 715 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check in with News 5 next.
Where can you find the right tool for the job?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley. And like us on Facebook.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A Pensacola man was booked early this morning into the Escambia County Jail charged with attempted murder. Police say 23-year-old Jamal Boyer shot a passenger in a car on Navy Boulevard after the passenger may have blown a kiss at a woman. The victim, Terrell Creighton, was struck in his face. His sister, along with Pensacola's mayor, made a plea for information in that case on Wednesday.
He wasn't in the wrong place, wrong time. You know, he wasn't drug-related. He was an innocent person that's been got caught up in violence that he has nothing to do with.
Mobile police are investigating a shooting on North Ann Street. It happened last night just after 11 o'clock. Police say a fight broke out at a home on Ann Street, and that's when the gunshots were fired. One person was shot. Sandbags will be handed out in Saraland this morning ahead of potential flooding. The bags will be distributed from 6:30 this morning until noon at the Public Works Building. Several inches of rain are expected over the next several days. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Toronto takes Game 3 of the NBA Finals in Oakland. Former Atlanta Braves pitcher Craig Kimbrell has found a new home, and plenty of Alabamians selected in the MLB draft this week. I'll tell you who was picked and where they went. 718 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Toronto Raptors have taken a 2-1 lead in the NBA Finals after defeating Golden State 123-109 last night.
Another big road win for Toronto. They had a big win in Philadelphia in the conference semis, a big win in Milwaukee in the conference finals, and they win at Oracle Arena to take a 2-1 lead.
All five Raptors starters scored in double figures, including Kawhi Leonard, who had 30 points, 7 rebounds, and 6 assists. The Warriors were playing without Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, and Kevon Looney. They were led by Steph Curry, who scored a career playoff-high 47 points. The team is reportedly hopeful that Thompson and Durant will be back on the court for tomorrow's Game 4. The Raptors regained home court advantage with the road win. They're now 2 wins away from their first ever NBA title. Before yesterday's game, future Hall of Famer Vince Carter announced that he will return to the league next year for his 22nd, but it will be his final season. The Atlanta Hawks forward told ESPN's The Jump that the 2019-2020 season will be his last in the NBA. Carter's 22nd and final season will break the top all-time mark held by Mavericks forward Dirk Nowitzki, who retired after his 21st season in April. In Major League Baseball news, the Chicago Cubs reached an agreement with free agent closer Craig Kimbrell on Wednesday. The deal is reportedly for 3 years and $43 million and does include a fourth-year option for the team. Kimbrell won the 2011 Rookie of the Year award and made 4 All-Star teams while he was with the Atlanta Braves. After reaching the deal with Kimbrell, the Cubs went out and beat Colorado 9-8 last night. Chicago's David Bodie had a career-high 7 RBI in the win. The Atlanta Braves lost to Pittsburgh 7-4 after a long weather delay. The New York Mets shut out San Francisco 7-0. Miami beat Milwaukee for the second night in a row 8-3. Arizona beat the LA Dodgers 3-2 in extra innings to end a 7-game Dodgers win streak. Philadelphia rallied from a 3-run deficit to defeat San Diego 7-6, and Washington won their 4th in a row 6-4 over the Chicago White Sox. In the American League, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. hit a 3-run homer, and Toronto beat the New York Yankees 11-7. Tampa Bay shut out Detroit 4-0. Cleveland beat Minnesota 9-7. Boston shut out Kansas City 8-0. Texas beat Baltimore 2-1 in 12 innings, and Seattle crushed Houston 14-1. The 2019 Major League Entry Draft wrapped up yesterday, and there were plenty of Alabamians who heard their names called over the last 3 days. Auburn shortstop Will Holland was selected in the 5th round by the Minnesota Twins. The Chicago Cubs selected Mobile Christian catcher Ethan Hearn in the 6th round. Hearn will reportedly skip his college career with Southern Miss to sign with Chicago. Auburn pitcher Davis Daniel was picked up in the 7th round by the LA Angels, and South Alabama pitcher Zach Green went to the New York Yankees in the 8th round. Skipping down a little bit, former St. Paul Saint Blaine Krim was picked by Texas in the 19th round. McGill Tooling catcher Nathan LaRue went to Toronto in the 25th round, and former UMS Wright player and current Mississippi State first baseman Tanner Allen went in the 34th round to Colorado. Allen will reportedly return to Mississippi State and wait to launch his pro career. Also last night, the American Softball Association held their second annual draft right here in Mobile. With the first overall pick, former South Alabama pitcher Devin Brown was selected by the E1 Pro Ballers. Loyola Marymount pitcher Hannah Bandemir went second. Grand Valley State pitcher Allison Lepovsky went third. And Georgia Bulldogs catcher Ashley Razy was picked fourth. Former South Alabama second baseman Kaylee Todd was a protected selection. She'll play with Team Mobile USA for the second year in a row. The season opens next Friday, June 14th, with a doubleheader at Pat Hicks Field in Satsuma. You can find out more and buy your tickets at asbasoftball.com. 721 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms again with afternoon readings in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Back in the day, this was a high-speed internet connection. But times change, and so should the way you bank. PNC Virtual Wallet helps you stay on top of your finances in a digital world. See what you're spending by category. Set up automatic savings with a few simple taps. And see scheduled payments before they hit. Virtual Wallet helps make banking easy. It's time for a change. Now through June 14th, earn up to $300 when you open and use a select new virtual wallet product. Simply establish a qualifying direct deposit and make 10 purchases with a PNC Visa debit card. To learn more, visit a branch or pnc.com/checking offer. PNC Bank. Make today the day. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and is used under license. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom, 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom. 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
Call today.
Good morning, everyone. From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, it's been a busy start with accidents clearing just off of East I-65 Service Road North at Moffitt, northbound and southbound 65 at Airport. It's southbound 65 just as you're coming off of Government Street. Have a power still out at Moffitt Road between Wolfridge and University, also near Airport and Dawes. Watch your speed. Out of Sight Outfitters at 3501 Gulf Shores Parkway having their grand opening this Saturday. They're going to have archery for the whole family, fashion-savvy ladies apparel, and concealed carry apparel. Call 382-8300. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
725 FM Talk 106.5, 73 now, and a lot of rain overnight. More rain on the way today and for the next couple of days. We'll get details with Dr. Bill coming up in just a second. Right now, headlines with Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Happening right now, a homicide investigation is now underway at the Stanton Correctional Facility after an Alabama inmate was stabbed to death in one of the housing areas at the Elmore facility. 52-year-old Joseph Clark Holloway has been identified as the victim. He was stabbed multiple times. Now, he was airlifted to an undisclosed hospital and later pronounced dead as a result of his injuries. ADOC authorities, they have identified the suspect as 26-year-old DeMarcus LaShawn Baker. Baker. Baker now faces a murder charge. The prison went into temporary lockdown while ADOC conducted their investigation. Rain, rain, and plenty of rain in our forecast over the next few days. As a matter of fact, this morning, a number of severe weather alerts have been announced in our area. This, as city officials do what they can to get their residents ready for possible flooding, severe thunderstorms, and more. We turn to Sarah Lynn, where they are passing out sandbags today before the heavy rains hit our area, which are expected the brunt of over this weekend. Now, beginning this morning at 6:30 until noon at the Public Works Building, that's where you can go to pick up your sandbags. But you must be a Sarah Lynn resident, and you need to bring your identification. Be sure to keep it tuned to Mobile Mornings as Dr. Bill will join us in a few short minutes to give us a more detailed forecast when it comes to today, tomorrow, and, of course, into the weekend. And how you and your family can remain safe. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 7:26, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings on this Thursday, 75 years since D-Day. We'll continue to talk about that. More audio from the president and others there at that ceremony. Also pointed out the 97-year-old that parachuted into where he parachuted in 75 years ago, the man Tom Rice, a veteran out of San Diego, 97, doing it again today in Normandy.
I wonder what was going through his mind as he made that trip back down to the ground at the age of 97, 75 years after his first time.
Probably bend at the knee. Probably bend at the knee and roll. See yeah. How you think of bones-wise. Yeah, somebody had said on the text line, too, this is pretty cool. I did not see this in the news account that we had gotten, but let's see. Yeah, Mark says, to add to the story, the 97-year-old gentleman who also jumped out of a C-47, well, of course, C-47, a workhorse of World War II, C-47 aircraft that was there in 1944, dropping paratroopers. So, so which one's better in better shape, the C-47 or Tom Rice? I don't know.
I'd say probably Tom.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing at 97. And of course, we were referencing that late President Bush had done that at 90-something, right? He was 90, 91, something like that, when he did a pair. He didn't do it in Normandy. He did it, I think, in up at Kennebunkport or something, but pretty amazing. All right, so we'll continue to talk about that. Also, Dr. Bill joins us shortly. You heard Kelly mention in the rain, the sandbags being handed out in Sarah Lynn. Will we see that flash flooding? I mean, we have another 2 to 4 inches of rain, maybe more, expected in the next few days. So Dr. Bill will lay out that timeline for us and also when it will dry back up. I got this story. This is not a story about heroes of D-Day. It's not even a rip from today's headlines. It's just an interesting story. Coming up, somebody who got revenge for being called fat at a restaurant. Okay, you've got a person who was called fat, and they happen to be at a buffet situation.
Oh, no.
Okay, right. So there's the woman behind called the guy in front fat.
Uh-oh.
And he took all the... Well, I'll tell you what he took all in just a second. He went ahead and took his toys and went home.
This
his
is
toys,
be great.
His toys might have to been food, but they were his toys. Details on the way. We'll check in with News 5, Dr. Bill, all straight ahead.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A Pensacola man was booked early this morning into the Escambia County Jail charged with attempted murder. Police say 23-year-old Jamal Boyer shot a passenger in a car on Navy Boulevard after the passenger may have blown a kiss at a woman. The victim, Terrell Creighton, was struck in his face. His sister, along with Pensacola's mayor, made a plea for information in that case on Wednesday.
He wasn't in the wrong place, wrong time. You know, he wasn't drug-related. He was an innocent person that's and got caught up in violence that he has nothing to do with.
Mobile police are investigating a shooting on North Ann Street. It happened last night just after 11 o'clock. Police say a fight broke out at a home on Ann Street, and that's when the gunshots were fired. One person was shot. Sandbags will be handed out in Saraland this morning ahead of potential flooding. The bags will be distributed from 6:30 this morning until noon at the Public Works Building. Several inches of rain are expected over the next several days. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Hey, Pop, what are you doing?
Oh, just looking at my hands. These hands have held the most beautiful woman I ever met, your mom. These hands have held two little girls and three little boys, all grown now. You were one of them. I guess it's time these hands put away your mom's wedding ring and all those cards and pictures she loved so much.
Yeah, Dad, I know. Come on, let's go to that safe store. You know the one. Right off I-65 in Moffitt.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. It's time.
They were young men with their entire lives before them. They were husbands who said goodbye to their young brides and took their duty as their fate.
President Trump from Normandy on this, the 75th anniversary of D-Day. Thousands of people and a handful of surviving U.S. D-Day veterans gathered at the American Cemetery. Rows of white crosses marked graves that were decorated with American and French flags to mark the occasion. Inching closer to the weekend and Monday's looming trade tariff on Mexican imports.
Top Trump administration and Mexican officials meet for a second time today after the group led by Vice President Mike Pence failed to reach a deal Wednesday. The source saying there's, quote, a very small chance President Trump's tariffs won't happen.
There's Lauren Fox on Capitol Hill. A growing number of GOP lawmakers are denouncing the plan. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. New federal data bear out what travelers have experienced. The grounding of the Boeing 737 MAX resulted in more flight delays, cancellations, and involuntary bumpings in its first weeks in March. Southwest Airlines and American Airlines, two of the largest MAX operators, say the grounding was part of the reason they reported higher rates of disruption during the month. Southwest reported that 4.4% of its flights were canceled in March, more than any other carrier. American says the number of bump passengers more than tripled compared with the beginning of 2018. Evercore called Fiat Chrysler's decision to withdraw its proposal for a tie-up with Renault very disappointing. Fiat walked away from the deal after the French government asked Renault's board to delay a vote to seek support from Renault's alliance partner Nissan. The brokerage says both management teams seem to be ready to move ahead with the deal. On Wall Street, futures indicating a modestly higher open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
Prices are for base buildings only. Do not include windows, doors, or accessories. Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible sale prices from General Steel. That's right. Now you can save as much as half the time and cost of conventional construction and stop renting space from others. Just call 866-95-STEEL to see how General Steel can help you save money. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed for your needs. You can get a 40 by 60-foot building for less than $25,000, or a 50 by 100 clear span building for under $40,000. There's no wasted space, and construction takes half the time. Call 866-95-STEEL. With strong construction spending and high demand, this special pricing will not last long. Call 866-95-STEEL and get your options and pricing package on dozens of building options. Call 866-95-STEEL and see how General Steel can save you money. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335. 866-957-8335.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 735 FM Talk 106.5, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
I can say this, it's cooler than it's been lately, 73 as we get started this morning, but definitely that rain making itself known as early as yesterday.
Yeah, we had quite a bit of rain around over the last several hours. Much of that now has moved on over into Baldwin County and into Pensacola. Still some heavy activity just south of Gulf Shores. We're going to see another round of precipitation coming in. In fact, this is going to be a pattern now for several days, at least all the way through the weekend. But we've got some heavy thunderstorm activity now approaching New Orleans, and that will be getting in here late this morning or early this afternoon. These clusters of showers and thunderstorms are related to a series of upper air disturbances that are moving across the area. And so the next one is the one I just mentioned that is coming across New Orleans and due in several hours. But in the meantime, we could see a few showers here across Mobile. This whole pattern is helped out by a very moist air mass that's coming in off the Gulf of Mexico, sort of related to that tropical disturbance that was on the Mexican coast. And it's going to take several days for all of this activity and rainfall activity to move out to the east. And so we're not going to see clearing until early next week. So for today, look for cloudy skies with periods of showers and thunderstorms. We'll stay in the 80s, around 85. Tonight, again, periods of showers and thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then for tomorrow, again, showers and thunderstorms, and the high tomorrow getting into the mid and upper 80s. As for the weekend, showers and thunderstorms are likely on Saturday with temperatures in the upper 80s. We will see some scattered showers and thunderstorms on Sunday, so there will be some improvement on Sunday with a high in the upper 80s. But Monday and Tuesday, we start to pull out of this activity, and by the middle of the week, we should have plenty of sunshine and dry weather.
So, I mean, it's just camped out here for the next 4 days.
Yeah, we're going to see between from now and all the way through Sunday, potentially anywhere from 3 to 6 inches of rain for this area. And when these heavier thunderstorms move through, and by the way, there could be some severe activity, but when the heavier thunder showers and thunderstorms move through, there's a potential for some flash flooding. The ground is going to become saturated here over the next 24 to 36 hours, and after that, any rain that falls will be mostly runoff. And so that rainfall tomorrow and certainly Saturday and Sunday, if we get any heavy showers there, then that potential is there for flash flooding.
All right. Well, with that being said, Dr. Bill, elsewhere in the tropics, is there anything of concern?
Now, right now, we're looking good. Just a few small tropical waves, but nothing organized at this time.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast and, of course, his eye on the tropics all hurricane season long. Hey, point out over on our Facebook page, and I don't know if you didn't catch it yesterday, we posted up that video that was taken by divers off the coast of Alabama over the weekend, pretty much south of Mobile Bay, in about 160 feet of water. They were diving and shooting, trying to shoot snapper and grouper during the Florabama tournament. What a great white happened to swim by. Mm. And David Murphy joined me yesterday on Midday Mobile to talk about it. That was our number one of the show. If you want to go back and check that podcast out, you can go to fmtalk1065.com. Just go straight to the a la carte menu and find our number one of Midday Mobile on Wednesday and get that. Or better yet, if you're subscribing at iTunes or Stitcher, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, our podcasts are there as well, and you can get it. So you can go listen to my interview with Dave Murphy, talk about that trip, and also go see that video on our Facebook page, facebook.com/FMTalk1065. All right, Kelly's got our headlines on the way. Captain Bobby's on the way with a fishing report, and right now we'll check traffic with Kane.
Good morning for the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Several accidents at the clearing stages, including one east I-65 service road north at Moffitt, a car in a ditch there, northbound and southbound 65 at Airport, and the power's still out off of Moffitt Road. And power outages in the area near Schillinger and Airport's been slowing up traffic this morning as well. Next Saturday night, June 15th at Mobile International Speedway, Highway 90 in Irvington, you'll see the Pro Trucks with the Sportsman and Pure Stocks, also the Outlaws with Kids Bike Racing, Spectator Racing, and Two-Car Chain Racing. Just $10 at the gate. See them at MobileSpeedway.net. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Talking with Ed Rowan from Taylor Martino. Tell me about the latest here on these faulty earplugs and what this has meant to members of the military and what y'all are doing about it.
From 2003 to 2015, 3M sold defective earplugs to the military, and they were supplied to our combat troops, and those troops have suffered hearing loss as a result of these defective earplugs. And so we're pursuing these cases right here in our backyard in the federal courts in Pensacola.
So who is under this? If they were in the military and they had earplugs in from 03 to 15, this is you.
If you were issued the 3M combat earplugs, one side was yellow, one side was green, and you're in the military from 2003 to 2015, then you were issued these plugs. And if you have a hearing loss and or tinnitus, then you have a claim and we want to talk to you.
How do we talk to you?
Google Taylor Martino, Mobile, Alabama, and that's my law firm, and you'll find us.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
740 FM Talk 106.5, 73 now at our studios, and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. If you have a teenager in the house, they now have a new job option now that the state of Alabama has lowered its minimum age requirement to obtain a commercial driver's license, also known as a CDL. Last week, Governor Kay Ivey signed into law House Bill 479, which will allow people ages 18 to 20 to apply for a CDL. Now, before this, you had to be 21 to start that training. So 18 to 20-year-old applicants are limited to a Class A CDL only, with no hazmat or passenger endorsements. Drivers ages 18 to 21, they're also not allowed to operate an oversized or specialty load, which requires a permit from ADEM, and they are limited to travel within the state. Now, no matter your age, all drivers will still need to be required to undergo training and pass federal and state testing. The new law goes into effect in February 2020. News out of Baldwin County this morning as a second person has died in Robertsdale after a multi-vehicle accident Tuesday night. That crash happened on U.S. Highway 90 and Country Road 85 just after 10 p.m. Robertsdale police confirmed that seven people were involved, including a pregnant woman. This as a Jeep Wrangler collided with a Toyota Highlander. Driver of the Jeep, they died at the scene. And now we know this morning that a second victim has died overnight. Those involved were transported to the hospital by ambulance, helicopter, and private vehicles. Police confirmed that they are continuing their investigation at this hour. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
A little sunshine is nice, but too much is damaging. ProTint Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. Along with preventing sun damage, window tinting increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is visually pleasing. When your factory-installed tint fails, call ProTint. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, ProTint has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234. This information update is brought to you by Century Bank. Since 1903, Century Bank has been a leader in the communities we serve and a top competitor for our customers' banking needs. Century Bank, we take banking personally. Online at centurybank.net.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A Pensacola man was booked early this morning into the Escambia County Jail charged with attempted murder. Police say 23-year-old Jamal Boyer shot a passenger in a car on Navy Boulevard after the passenger may have blown a kiss at a woman. The victim, Terrell Creighton, was struck in his face. His sister, along with Pensacola's mayor, made a plea for information in that case on Wednesday.
He wasn't in the wrong place, wrong time. You know, he wasn't drug-related. He was an innocent person that's been got caught up in violence that he has nothing to do with.
Mobile police are investigating a shooting on North Ann Street. It happened last night just after 11 o'clock. Police say a fight broke out at a home on Ann Street, and that's when the gunshots were fired. One person was shot. Sandbags will be handed out in Saraland this morning ahead of potential flooding. The bags will be distributed from 6:30 this morning until noon at the Public Works Building. Several inches of rain are expected over the next several days. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Toronto takes Game 3 of the NBA Finals. Former Atlanta Braves pitcher Craig Kimbrell has found a new home, and plenty of Alabamians were selected in the MLB draft this week. I'll tell you who was picked and where they went. It's 744 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Toronto Raptors have taken a 2-1 lead in the NBA Finals after defeating Golden State 123-109 last night.
Another big road win for Toronto. They had a big win in Philadelphia in the conference semis, a big win in Milwaukee in the conference finals, and they win at Oracle Arena to take a 2-1 lead.
All five Raptors starters scored in double figures, including Kawhi Leonard, who led the team with 30 points, 7 rebounds, and 6 assists. The Warriors were without Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, and Kevon Looney. They were led by Steph Curry, who scored a career playoff-high 47 points.
The Warriors are reportedly hopeful that Thompson and Durant will be back on the court for tomorrow's Game 4. The Raptors regained home court advantage with the road win and are now 2 wins from their first ever NBA title. Before yesterday's game, future Hall of Famer Vince Carter announced that he will return to the league next year for his 22nd and final season. The Atlanta Hawks forward told ESPN that the 2019-2020 season will be his last in the NBA. Carter's 22nd and final season will break the top all-time mark held by Mavericks forward Dirk Nowitzki. He retired after his 21st season in April. In Major League Baseball news, the Chicago Cubs reached an agreement with free agent closing pitcher Craig Kimbrell yesterday. The deal is reportedly for 3 years and $43 million and does include a fourth-year option for the team. Kimbrell won the 2011 Rookie of the Year award and made 4 All-Star teams during his time with the Atlanta Braves. After reaching the deal with Kimbrell, the Cubs went out and beat Colorado 9-8 last night. Chicago's David Bodie had a career-high 7 RBI in the win. The Atlanta Braves lost to Pittsburgh 7-4 after a long weather delay. The New York Mets shut out San Francisco 7-0. Miami beat Milwaukee for the second night in a row 8-3. Arizona beat the LA Dodgers 3-2 in extra innings to end a 7-game Dodgers win streak. Philadelphia rallied from a 3-run deficit to defeat San Diego 7-6. Washington won their 4th in a row 6-4 over the Chicago White Sox. And in the American League, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. hit a 3-run homer and Toronto beat the New York Yankees 11-7. Tampa Bay shut out Detroit 4-0. Cleveland beat Minnesota 9-7. Boston shut out Kansas City 8-0. And Seattle crushed Houston 14-1. The 2019 Major League Entry Draft wrapped up yesterday. There were plenty of Alabamians who heard their names called over the last 3 days. Auburn shortstop Will Holland was selected in the 5th round by the Minnesota Twins. The Chicago Cubs selected Mobile Christian catcher Ethan Hearn in the 6th round. Hearn will reportedly skip his college career with Southern Miss in order to sign with the Cubs. Auburn pitcher Davis Daniel was picked up in the 7th round by the LA Angels. South Alabama pitcher Zach Green went to the New York Yankees in the 8th round. Skipping down a little bit, former St. Paul's St. Blaine Krim was picked by Texas in the 19th round. McGill Toulon catcher Nathan LaRue went to Toronto in the 25th round. And former UMS right player and current Mississippi State first baseman Tanner Allen went in the 34th round to Colorado. Allen has already said that he will reportedly return to Mississippi State and wait for his professional career to begin. In the minor leagues, the Mobile Bay Bears scored 5 runs in the first inning last night, snap a 6-game losing streak with a 7-5 victory over the Chattanooga Lookouts. Mobile will wrap up the 5-game road series against Chattanooga tonight at 6:15. 7:48 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
All right, and getting a note here from Pete on the text. It said, 2 wrecks on the Bayway westbound, just west of the Daphne exit. Get more on that coming up with Traffic and Kane in just a second.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
From the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, northbound 65 at Airport, East I-65 Service Road, just north of Moffitt. They've got that car in the ditch. Wreckers are on the scene. Ziegler and Gaylord, they've got another accident. And power's still out on Moffitt with power outages in the area of Schillinger and Airport, also on Government near Dawes. The City of Mobile Special Events Department brings you Kids Day in Bienville. It's today from 10 to 1. There'll be face painting, balloon clowns, and so much more. See them at specialeventsmobile.org for info. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms again with afternoon readings in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
All right, 750. FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. 75 years since D-Day. We'll talk more about that coming up next hour. I'd love to talk to you as well at 343-0106. On the way, the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. First, we'll check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A Good Samaritan is recovering this morning after the person he tried to help bit off his ear. A man dressed only in his underwear and identified as Johnny Ray Wilson Jr. of Rutledge was involved in a vehicle accident in Crenshaw County. When the elderly man who is not being identified at this hour went to go help Wilson, who was submerged in the creek, Wilson allegedly jumped into the man's face, jumped into his truck, bit his face, and bit the victim's ear off. That's according to WSFA in Montgomery. The victim was airlifted to UAB Hospital. Wilson, right now being held in the Crenshaw County Jail without bond. We are talking finances this morning as student debt is on the rise nationwide, and that includes right here in Alabama. According to the Consumer Credit Reporting Agency, Experian, Alabama is among the top states in the nation with the largest five-year increase in student debt. Now, according to Experian, the average student loan debt in Alabama is $35,674. That's an increase of 3.3% from just last year and an increase of 30.9% over the last 5 years. According to Experian, Americans carry an average of $35,359 in student loan debt. The debt loads of public college graduates are the highest in one of only five states here where average debt exceeds family income. So, at number 11 is Montgomery with an average of more than $42,000 in student debt. That amount has grown by 7.1% over the last year. And on the other end of the spectrum, the Auburn-Opelika area, they come into 48th place with the average of $37,800 in debt. Nationally, student debt ranks just behind mortgage debt, representing $1.4 trillion of the economy. Just 10 years ago, student loan debt accounted for $650 billion. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. Get the gear you need to hit the water this weekend, maybe even the rain gear to hit the water this weekend. They got that and the fishing tackle and everything in between. McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue, and we check in with the man of the hour, my buddy Captain Bobby Abrascato from the A-Team. Hey, man.
Hey, how you doing? Matter of fact, right now you can probably get a pretty good topwater bite right outside the parking lot, right in the parking lot right there at McCoy's. And right when they open, after you get in, you can pick up some extra lures that you might lose on the bite. Because it's going to be a little damp.
Well, that's, you know, the thing is, we'll go on a dry patch, and then it's funny how things make up for it. And we have a few days ahead of us of some pretty heavy rain. Let's talk about the week that was, and then we'll talk about some ideas for the weekend. So what's happening? What are the fish doing? Trout bite? Is it still shrimp? Have they moved to croakers? What's happening?
Well, all of the above. You know, at this time of year, when the water temperature is the magic. I mean, that's the deal. They don't know it's early June yet, and they don't know it's snapper season or any of that kind of stuff. It's all about water temperature, and if you keep up with it, you know we're in the mid to upper 70s. You know, and with that, that's live bait time. I mean, this is the time of year you're probably going to have some meat on the boat, especially through the morning. Sometimes you can get by, you know, early in the morning with some slick lures or top waters or stuff like that. Even some voodoos, which we caught a lot of fish this week on voodoos once I located the fish using live bait. But, you know, as this warms up, and you know this as well as anybody, man, these fish start getting on these croakers when that water gets warm. Don't ask me why they don't eat them until it warms up, but for some reason they get a hankering for croakers when it warms up like this. And that's something that we'll probably talk about in some of our upcoming radio reports. But, you know, the key thing is being able to get good croakers. And there's a lot of different ways you can buy croakers. If you can find them at a bait shop, what I'd recommend is making sure that the croakers don't have the red tails and the red bellies. Those aren't going to work. They're not going to live very long. The other thing you can do is drag a shrimp trawl for them, which is what I like to do, is to drag my own bait net for them. And that way you've got good, lively, fresh-caught croakers, and those are the ones that are going to work the best for you.
You know, they seem to have a dual benefit this time of year. Of course, the speckled trout are shifting to focusing on eating croakers, but at the same time, it keeps the bite a little cleaner.
That's exactly right. You know, by clean, what Sean's talking about is you start putting shrimp out this time of year, and this you can really start to see this happen over the last few weeks for me. Is, you know, instead of all speckled trout, it's, you know, the occasional catfish. We're starting to get ladyfish in the bay. You'll start to catch, you know, some unwanted species. So by going to those croakers, those species aren't nearly as likely. You'll still catch the occasional one, but not nearly as much as you would on shrimp this time of year. So like you said, the trout will eat the croakers, and nothing else is as much apt to eat them. So that's what we call cleaning up the bite, you know, to where you're catching more of the wanted type species.
Where are you focusing your croaker fishing? What depth of water, what kind of areas?
Well, ideally with croakers, you're not quite as mobile with croakers as you are with shrimp. In other words, you're not fishing those under a popping cork. So what I like to do this time of year is to basically structure. You're pretty much kind of staying put on deeper structure, which is where the fish are more active on end of the day when it gets hot like this. And by deeper structure, that's places like rigs and wrecks and rock piles and reefs, you know, places where you can sit there and more weight on the bite. So those are the kind of places you're going to want to work. Doesn't mean you can't catch them on the beaches, but the Gulf beaches right now have some really, really pretty fish on them. As you well know, you know, trying to plan a trip fishing at Gulf Beach can be kind of tricky. You get 2 or 3 days of south wind, and that turns into Hawaii 5-0 out there. So, you know, that gets a little tough. But if you can catch those right days where that Gulf Beach and the big rollers aren't coming in, that's a great place to put those croakers out.
All right, terminal tackle for those croakers, what are you running?
Man, I use a number 4 bronze kale hook, or suicide hook is what some people call it, and you can look that up. It's some people call it a circle hook. It's not a circle hook. It's similar to it, but and that's the exclusive hook I use. I don't change that up. The only time I'll do that is I might go up to like a number, maybe like a 6. The hook gets bigger as the number gets smaller. And so what you do is I might go to a 6 if the croakers are real small. Or go the other way if I'm fishing a tournament and I just want to cull out not catch the 2-pounders and things like that. If I'm just targeting, you know, bigger trout, I might go up to, like, say, like a number 2 hook with a giant croaker. You know what I'm saying? Because that croaker could still move around with that big hook in them. 90% of the time, I'm using number 4 kale suicide hook.
All right. Tell folks how to get a trip booked with you.
Go to ateamfishing.com, and maybe during this little rainy period where we have a little downtime, I'll try and get some photos of some of our recent trips up there for you, too.
I can't wait to see them. Thanks, Bobby. Talk soon.
Okay, old buddy. Have a good weekend.
Will do. Captain Bobby Abrascato in the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill. Go see them today.